a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
That is a called third strike. Verlander has struck out eight of the first nine. All called third strikes here in the third inning.
We are so close to the end of the road. The Houston Astros took down the Philadelphia Phillies 10-0 last night in a game where Justin Verlander looked absolutely amazing. And he's going to be the subject of a couple of conversations today. I just want to say, though, as far as going into the playoffs before an extended time off, as they wait to see who will win in the series between the now home team Toronto Blue Jays, that is official, and the five-seed Seattle Mariners, that is official. Good to have a night where Justin Verlander looked awesome through five innings. The bullpen's able to hold things to a no-hitter. In the ninth inning, you get a couple of doubles from Jose Altuve, who's now batting 300. You got three doubles from Jordan Alvarez. Nice 10-0 win. Now, I do want to say this, if we're going to put an asterisk by the side of it, I think that the Phillies were hungover. Am I wrong? Is that a bad assessment to make? They made the playoffs for the first time since 2011, the night before. You saw them posing for a team photo in the middle of the diamond. I think it's very fair to assume that they were hungover. Whatever. You know, back in the 70s, teams were playing hungover every single day. General managers were making trades while wasted. That's the best part about reading about winter meetings back in the day. Two guys sitting next to each other at a bar in December, just writing stuff down on a cocktail while they're downing Johnny Walker Blue. Games change too much. Now all these nerds are in here making smart decisions. I want more drunk trades. But anyway, Justin Verlander, I mean, the guy's been an incredible player with the Astros. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk about whether or not he's a top five Houston athlete of all time. I think you can make a strong case that he is. But I want to know about something we discussed yesterday. Do you think that the issue between Jim Crane and James Click that might lead to Click being fired is about Justin Verlander's future? Verlander has a player option for next season. He is likely going to opt out, because as the guy who ends the season with the most wins in the American League and the best ERA in the American League, he's going to get paid a bleep ton on the open market this offseason should he opt out. But I also think that Jim Crane wants to bring him back. Why wouldn't he? Why would you assume that he is going to fall off at any point soon? This is his career best season in many statistical categories. 1.75 ERA. Only Pedro Martinez, who I watched firsthand in 2000 at 1.74, had lower. And again, we're talking about a 39-year-old Justin Verlander. And looking at what Tom Brady at least was doing the last 2 years in Tampa Bay, would you want to move on from someone like Verlander? If you're Jim Crane, a guy who actually knows baseball because he played it, maybe not the smartest baseball guy out there, but I certainly trust his gut instincts on things. He's a guy who's going to want to keep Justin Verlander going forward. So what is it that's the biggest issue between Crane and Click? And I think it is Justin Verlander. And I actually think that James Click would have a strong argument. He's coming from the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'm assuming that this is a guy who is looking to find ways to make it so that this Astros team is financially responsible going forward. And you can't blame him on that front. But as we played comments from Jim Crane yesterday saying that we are willing to go over budget. Did you know that the Astros are paying the ninth most for their baseball players in all of baseball this year? I'm sure that he would have liked a little bit more, and maybe at the trade deadline, adding a little bit of extra salary is something that they talked about and James Click maybe wasn't able to get done. But I wonder if the big issue is whether or not James Click thinks that they can win without Justin Verlander. I think they have a strong case as to yes, they can. I mean, look at the guys that they have under team control from a pitching perspective, for the next couple of years. You have Lance McCullers under contract till 2026. Of course, you have injury issues with Lance McCullers on a regular basis. Are you expecting him to be there every single year? I don't know. Framber Valdez is in arbitration for each of the next 3 years before becoming an unrestricted free agent in 2026. Luis Garcia is under arbitration through 2026. Okay, so that's two guys that you feel pretty good about in the starting rotation. Valdez, of course, a lot more than Luis Garcia. Christian Javier, free agent, 2026. Jose Urquidy, free agent, 2026. You got a ton of pitchers, and now all of a sudden you're bringing up Hunter Brown. Is that somebody else that you want to work into the rotation? I wonder if this was Justin Verlander's last start for the Houston Astros. If you think it was, 713-780-3776, and I am curious as to what you think that the Astros should do. I think we're all in agreement that they should keep Justin Verlander. If he pitched like that last year, pay him. Max Scherzer, I believe the contract that he got from most recently, Sean, what was it? I remember we talked about it yesterday after the show.
It was 3 years, $130 million. So that's $43.3 a year.
You can do that, right? I mean, I feel like there's an exception that can be made. And I think Jim Crane is willing to make an exception for a guy in Verlander. It seems like they have a little bit more of a close relationship than you would traditionally expect an owner and a pitcher to have. So I'm very curious to see how that goes. I do think that is the big sticking point, perhaps, between James Click and between Jim Crane. And an understandable one, but I do think that Click has an argument to say, hey, we can go in a different direction. Maybe we use that money on an outfielder, this free agency, like an Andrew Benintendi, someone who's a lefty, someone who can play in a bunch of different positions. Because right now, I mean, you're in a weird spot where you have personal valets for Justin Verlander in center field, like Mauricio Dubon. Yeah, I don't know if that's ideal for you.
Dubon didn't play last night.
By the way. He didn't play.
He wasn't, he wasn't the starting center fielder. Chaz McCormick was back there.
That's that.
And look what happened.
Maybe that should have been the lead.
No hitter until the ninth inning.
Chaz McCormick. It was all because of him. 713-780-3776 is how you call in and it's how you text in on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. OG from H-Town says, no, is he not playing the playoffs? I said regular season game. Is this the last regular season game that he played? Of course we know he's in the playoffs. But that's, you know, where we're at right now. I mean, shoot, we're not going to be talking a whole lot of baseball over the next 5 days just because we're waiting to see what's happening between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. This is the kind of show that talks about the big topics. Of course we're not talking about... Wait, you know what? I don't know. Should the Astros use Justin Verlander in the playoffs? Should they?
Will Justin Verlander make the ALDS roster?
It's a good question, Sean. I don't know. You know, maybe to really mess with the Yankees, you go the whole playoffs without Justin Verlander.
Tie one hand behind your back.
Oh, yeah. Tie a hand behind your back. You know, you feel bad for the left-handed little nose pickers of the poor. That's what the New York Yankees are now. I guess they made history last night. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah, former Astro, Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole. Fantastic game. Some other historic performances, too. Was there another one? I'm not sure. We'll have to sift through that. You can also get on twitch.tv/ESPN975. E315 says TMZ Sports Radio. That's what sports radio is. How do you not get this? That's what it is.
Also, this is not TMZ to discuss whether the Cy Young winner is going to come back next year.
No, it is. It's TMZ.
This is a TMZ.
It's like, a TMZ topic, Sean. Okay, my bad. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston.
If we're not talking about, did they make the right choice by throwing a slider at that 1-2 in the sixth inning? Like, is that not TMZ? Like, how baseball do we have to get before it's not TMZ?
It's a good question. Should we talk? I mean, you know how I traditionally like to talk about baseball. Did someone run onto the field? I mean, you know, that's what I'm looking for. This has been a torturous last month. It's the Astros that created this themselves, those bastards, winning all those games. Come on. Make September entertaining again. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. E315 points out we can still have a six-man rotation without Justin Verlander. Yeah, I mean, that's James Click's argument. And if this is the sticking point between Click and Crane, I get it from both perspectives. I don't think that Click should be perhaps lambasted for that, but I think that with Jim Crane, it's a little bit more personal when it comes to Justin Verlander. Because, of course, if they don't get Verlander in 2017, I don't think they win the World Series. That's the ALCS MVP in that year. 713-780-3776 again. Did you think this was the last regular season game Justin Verlander pitched for the Houston Astros? Also, the New York Yankees did something historic last night. allegedly. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
713-780-3776 is how you jump aboard the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We've got Sean Mapes behind the glass, 713-780-ESPN, from the 832. In response to our last topic, whether or not the Astros keep Justin Verlander going forward, this might have been his last regular season start. We don't know, and I do think that's the major issue between Jim Crane, owner of the team, James Click, general manager of the team. If the Astros keep Verlander, writes someone from the 832, another strong chance the Astros can win a World Series with all the arms that the Stros have. We're really spoiled. The Stros should keep Verlander, plain and simple. That is the simplest way to go about it, but is it that simple? Or, you know, you're not the Dodgers. I do think you have to keep that in the back of your mind. You don't have unlimited money like the Dodgers seem to have. There is a budget at some point. I think that Crane deserves credit for saying that he would like to have gone a little bit more over the budget at this year's trade deadline, but there's a strong case to be made that you could theoretically win without Justin Verlander, given the bevy of young arms that you have. Hunter Brown's looked pretty good since he came up. I think Christian Javier could be really special if he's one of your top starters. Framber Valdez was in the AL Cy Young Award running, and we'll see what he does in his last start of the season later on tonight. There's a lot of pitching here, so you can theoretically move on from him. But if you're Jim Crane, I think you want Verlander around, and it's personal. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that he should learn from what Bob Kraft and Tom Brady did in New England. That split up there, and part of it was due to Bill Belichick. You don't want to see that guy elsewhere. I think we got to get away from letting legendary players go off and finish their careers elsewhere. I'm okay like letting someone stay here till the end. And by the way, when we talk about the top athletes in Houston sports history, which we will do later today at 11 o'clock and where Justin Verlander ranks among them, it's kind of depressing how many guys outside of Hakeem Olajuwon, Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell were not here that long. It's pretty depressing. You know, Earl Campbell, he goes to the Saints. Nolan Ryan, you know, he's in the Rangers at the end of his career. Some of these guys weren't here as long as you would have liked. And yeah, I would like to see Justin Verlander to be here the amount of time that's kind of similar to some of these other guys that they've had. Specifically, I would say Nolan Ryan. Some Twitch comments before we move into, I guess, history that happened last night. Twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. Hey, Paul, have you reached out to Tom Brady yet? Asks E315. Yes, I tweeted sup at him. No response. But we'll keep you updated. Okay? As pointed out by E2DP, I'm looking metrosexual but stylish at the same time. Thank you, because I did not shower this morning. I appreciate that. That is always the tell. If your boy has a hat on, he didn't shower. Sometimes the hair, it sticks up despite not showering. Other times you wake up and it's all over the place and I look like I stuck my hand in a light socket. I already muted you, says, sorry, Paul, but I really want to see Springer versus the Stros again, talking about the Blue Jays-Mariners matchup. You don't have to be sorry there. I just think you're crazy if you want the Blue Jays. I don't want the Blue Jays. I'd rather take my chances with the Mariners, with a banged-up Julio Rodriguez, although he looks like he's going to be back. I'd rather deal with that team than with George Springer. I just would. All right. Well, I guess some history took place last night. It's time for another rousing edition of Yankees Watch.
Yankees Watch.
Damn Yankees!
2022.
Well, guys, it finally happened. There's been a lot of hullabaloo over it over the last couple of weeks. You know, cut-ins to keep you abreast of what's happening in the Yankees games in the midst of college football games between teams and states thousands of miles away from New York City. But it finally happened last night. Garrett Cole set the Yankees franchise record for strikeouts in a season in a losing effort. It finally happened. So there you go. That's the history for the New York Yankees last night, right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there's another one.
You're right. Thanks, Sean. I forgot about that. We did see some history last night, and, you know, this guy deserves a lot of credit for making it happen. But all you can do is tip your cap to Oswald Peraza, who hit his first career home run. Big congratulations to him. He is now, if I'm not mistaken, 765 home runs short of the major league record. We'll see over time if he's able to get there. I'm sure that we'll have lots of cut-ins over the course of football in our future to make us aware of where Oswald Peraza is. But big moment for the Yankees last night. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. There was another historic moment that took place. I mean, I gotta talk about it. You know, when you're able to hit a career high in something, you deserve all the credit in the world. So, I'll do it. A tip of the hat to Kyle Higashioka, who tied a career high with 10 home runs with a home run last night for the New York Yankees. You know, 10 home runs is impressive.
It's worth interrupting Wake Forest versus Clemson.
Oh, definitely.
I will say that.
Yeah, who wants to watch Dabo on the sideline? Nobody. I'm kidding. I know. There was history that happened last night.
And a great guy, too. To a great guy.
A great guy. A person who's been a model citizen for New York in his time there.
A model Yankee, I would say.
Yeah, earned his pinstripes. For the first time in October, Aroldis Chapman was able to pitch a scoreless inning. History. Because he sucks now. But he does symbolize the New York Yankees. Anything else? I think that's it. A lot of history last night for the New York Yankees, so congratulations to the Bronx Bombers, 2 seed in the American League. Anything else? Oh, yeah. All right. We played along with it as long as we could. Here's what happened last night.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Hell yeah, John Sterling.
You can't double barrel the judge puns like that, one after another.
No, you can't. John Sterling, leave it to him to force his way into a call.
Also, you can hear that he didn't think it was, or like at first he was like, and there's a high five. Oh, wait, this is going to be played forever.
He's gun shy. Do you blame him? I mean, he's messed up a lot of calls of late. Okay, eyesight not what it used to be. It's fine. We didn't hear any Susan there, so that's a plus two.
Oh my God, Aaron Judge, his ass! It's so big. Look at how big he is. Oh,
I don't know why she sounds like Marge Simpson all of a sudden. So Verlander goes. Excuse me, not Justin Verlander. I mean, that's the real history that happened.
Six scoreless.
And yes, he's going to win his third Cy Young. Aaron Judge got home run number 62. It's the Yankees franchise record. A lot of people have been bringing up the fact that it's the American League record. I got a question. Does anyone care about the distinguishments between the American League and National League anymore? Like, does that matter?
The Astros season is ending playing the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't think it matters.
Yeah. And the Astros are also in the American League and used to be in the National League. The National League has done away with pitchers hitting. Designated hitter is a part of the game. I mean, that was really the big difference. I mean, does it matter? It's kind of like the NFL now. This would be like the conference record. It's still the seventh most home runs in a season. Judge does deserve a lot of credit, okay? I'm not going to besmirch him on that front. I will besmirch the coverage of this. This matters to New York. It doesn't matter to anybody else. Period. That's it.
I was looking at the like all-time home runs in a season thing just to double check, make sure Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire are still there. They're still there, by the way.
Yep.
And I noticed that I think it was in either 2016 or 2017, Giancarlo Stanton hit 59 home runs.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't get a lot of coverage of that because
was he on the Yankees yet or was
no,
he on the Marlins?
He was on the Marlins.
Okay, that's what
which
I thought.
Is
yeah.
Why?
We didn't talk about it at all.
And he was closing in on the clean National League record.
It's true. The clean National League record. Because, right, that's there have been a lot of caveats to this coverage. Hey, he did it clean. Hey, he did it in the American League. Hey, he did it in pinstripes. In a ballpark that definitely lends itself to more home runs than the previous Yankee Stadium. But who's counting? Who cares? It's fine. I have no issues with Aaron Judge on this. I really don't. It's all the coverage. You guys were annoyed by it. I was too. And by the way, leave it to the suburb of a city that got a president killed to allow the Yankees to bray about this rather meaningless to the United States of America moment.
Also, Rangers, you lost like 200 games this season. Just walk them every time.
Seriously, do you have no honor? Try to protect the record. Was the fix in? Did the Rangers have maybe a little bit of money on whether or not Judge would hit the home run? I mean, that was a meatball. It was right down the friggin' middle. It happened in the second game of a doubleheader, too. Is there an asterisk there? You get to play the Rangers twice in the same night. Maybe the Rangers a little tie-tie, you know, kind of checked out. You did it against a team that doesn't care anymore. I don't know. I'm just asking the questions, okay? I'm a journalist. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. We're done with this. Thank God. Now I can get back to focusing on the New York Yankees underachieving in the playoffs, which they have done in all but 1 year since the greatest choke in sports history in 2004. That's what they are. That's why moments like this are being forced down your throats and into your ear holes, because this moment to them is legitimately the most significant moment that they have had in 20 years outside of winning the World Series in 2009. Which they like try to distance themselves from A-Rod being a big part of that. The A-Rod championship. Asterisk? Cheater.
Mm? Yeah. Ask Roger Maris Jr. about that.
Ooh, good question.
Loser.
Yeah. What? We don't have to deal with him anymore. By the way, the person who cut the home run ball, investment banker in Dallas. I guess he's like the vice president. So it's nice to see that, you know, good guys win.
Yeah, nice blue-collar guy.
Really happy to see an investment banker get that. And by the way, he has not disclosed what he's going to do with the ball. Of course, that money-grubbing, you-know-what, is going to try to hold Aaron Judge hostage. Because he's from Dallas. Probably a $30,000 millionaire. No, I'm just kidding. He's probably a multimillionaire. But, I mean, it's very Dallas. If it happened in any other city, I would have been like, you should keep it. Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776. Coming up next, my Lord and Savior is going through a divorce. Is this the time for me and Tom to be together in our own way? It is 2022. That and more, we go around the NFL with the 10-minute drill. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at BUSR. BUSR.com/ESPN. That's where you sign up. You put down a deposit, you'll double that deposit within the first 24 hours of signing up. So you can bet on the Houston Astros as they go into the postseason. Or maybe you're going to bet on who wins the series between the Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. What do you think on that front? Blue Jays are favored in it. You can go to BUSR.com/ESPN if you want to stick with George Springer. Or maybe you want to do my side piece, my boo thing, the Seattle Mariners. Maybe you want to put money on them. Whatever the case, BUSR.com/ESPN is your go-to place to sign up and play and win. Whether you're playing roulette, blackjack, making prop bets with the props builder that you have with BUSR.com/ESPN, you can do it all. Sign up today. Double your deposit today. Win today. BUSR.com/ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant.
The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
We go around the National Football League, and man, it's a rough day. At least for Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, their family. But maybe not so much for me. New York Post reports that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen seem to be headed for the end zone. Nice. John Sterling asks, both have retained divorce lawyers. Multiple sources tell Page Six. As previously revealed, the couple have been living separately the past couple of months following an epic fight. And now they're apparently looking at dividing up their multi-million dollar empire. One source in the know told Page Six, I never actually thought this argument would be the end of them, but it looks like it is. I don't think there will be any coming back now. So I've had some thoughts on just how leaky Team Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have been. There's been a lot of reports, I say that with quotation marks around it, coming from, I'm 100% certain, Gisele's camp. Oh, she just wants to go and save the rainforest. She wants to branch out. Tom Brady would keep all this stuff in-house, right? But since the New York Post, I believe, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and Tom Brady is about to be a Fox employee, I don't know anymore. What I do know is that this might be my time. This might be my time to be with Tom Brady. And I'm not talking from a sexual perspective. No. Come on, guys. Grow up. I just mean like a partnership. Look, Tom.
Like bros.
Yeah, like bros. Dear Tom. Hi. My name is Paul Gallant. Have you had issues with your dad in the past? Me too. How about we have a catch? Just once. Maybe twice. You can teach me how to throw the old pigskin in a spiral. Sincerely yours, Paul Gallant. Forever yours, Paul Gallant. We had to cross that out, write that back in. I did tweet him, sup. We'll see what happens.
So to speculate wildly on this, do you think it's the kid's fault?
No.
I think it's always the kid's fault.
I'm not going that route like that radio host in Boston. Hell no. I don't even want to comment on the family side of things. All I'm saying is that, Tom, I have been your supporter since day one, except for the day where I saw Drew Bledsoe get hurt and I said, we are bleeped. The season is over, and then you won the Super Bowl. Outside of that, I have been your true acolyte forever. Much like Christian Bale's character in Thor: Love and Thunder, I have been here forever, and I don't want to become a god destroyer. I am here for you. I can pick up the pieces. We're talking about friendship, male friendship. That's it. TB12 method. I won't eat tomatoes anymore. I don't need them. I'll eat avocado ice cream, and I can catch passes for you sometimes. If I put enough stick 'em on my hands, I could do this, okay? Please. I don't have anything else. I just have a cat. I'm a 33-year-old radio host in an industry that I don't know the future of, okay? I need this. Please! What else is going on around the National Football League? Kenny Pickett's officially the starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here is Mike Tomlin announcing that yesterday.
In regards to the quarterback position, we made a change in game, and Kenny will start this week. And I just want to talk about that for a moment. We made the change. Obviously, Mitch's performance was a component of the decision, but not the only component of the decision. And I just want to be really clear there. Oftentimes, the quarterback position gets too much credit, too much blame. We haven't moved the ball fluidly enough to our liking. We hadn't put enough points on the board. The quarterback is a component of that, but not the only component. We've all got to absorb the responsibility that comes with what we haven't done, particularly in that phase, including myself and starting with myself.
It's not you, Mitchell. It's me. In a nutshell. Very nice way of benching a guy who sucked. Trubisky stunk. Anyone who thought otherwise was crazy. I've been telling you that for years if you've been listening to me, that Trubisky is just not capable of throwing the football down the field. a lot of quarterbacks aren't, even if they have a lot of athletic prowess. And Trubisky does have athletic talent. He just can't throw it down the field. And, you know, on top of that, the Steelers wide receivers do deserve a little bit of blame here. They can't catch a cold, whether it's Chase Claypool or it's Deontay Johnson or some of the other guys. I at least like George Pickens, but considering the talent that they theoretically have at wide receiver, those guys stink. But we'll see what happens with Kenny Pickett. It wasn't a bad first performance, but the Bills are 14-point favorites against the Steelers this coming Sunday. That's the first time that's happened for Pittsburgh in, I think, decades, that they have been 14-point dogs. We did get this from Mike Tomlin, and shout out to all the Aggies. You can raise a championship banner for this comment.
He's Von Miller. You know, some guys are aliens visiting from another planet, and that's just the reality of it. Man, in the National Football League, man, you got to respect all these guys, right? They're all freaky, but some guys are even freaky in our setting, and he's just one of those guys. He always has been since he came out of A&M.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Aggies. Put that up on the wall of championships. What are the years? 1933, 1912. 1941, I don't know. But you put that up there. Mike Tomlin, Super Bowl winning head coach, called Von Miller an alien. An alien who played at A&M.
And a freak.
Yeah.
Freaky freak.
But not as freaky as the Midnight Yell Leaders. By the way, I don't know how there's such a leaky ship, but at 11:15, we found the script for the Alabama Midnight Yell. You guys got to
tighten it up.
Yeah, clean it up, Sean. Batter down the hatches? Is that the term?
I don't know.
Batten down? I don't know. Batter doesn't sound correct, but whatever. We're just going to go with that.
Batten?
Yeah. Up next, around the NFL. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles are 4-0. This was Jalen Hurts' victory speech as released by the Eagles after their victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Regardless of what happens, we say it all the time. Control what you can. We handled that way better with the details, the preparation, everything we do. Rain, sleet, or snow, the Eagles train to go.
Rain, sleet, or snow, the Eagles train to go. It's okay.
It's a step up from, like, Eagles fly together.
Yes. Or Broncos country, let's ride. Eagles fly together could have worked, though. It's been 20-plus years, almost 30 years since the Mighty Ducks came out. So, I mean, you could repurpose that. Saturday Night Live is repurposing skits. Now, they're doing it that were like 2 months old, so not exactly working out the same way for them. But for Jalen Hurts, I'm okay with him perhaps repurposing that. I have a question. Can, in a wretched football season for the city of Houston, Texas, can we claim Jalen Hurts of Channel View as our own? Are we allowed, or is it too late? Because your boy did predict that the Eagles could at least have the coach of the year this year because of the schedule that they have. I didn't quite go that far with saying Jalen Hurts would be an MVP candidate 4 weeks into the year. But it's hard to dislike Jalen Hurts for anything. I mean, the guy had a stadium fall on him and helped people up. Commanders fans, who the year afterwards were throwing bottles at him as he left the stadium after taking the Commanders down. Like, this guy is as classy as it gets, as professional as it gets. Philly definitely doesn't deserve them, given that they're a trashy bunch of barbarians. I would know, half my family's from Philadelphia. It's fine. I have somehow emerged from the ashes of that wreckage to be a productive member of society somewhat. But can we claim the Philadelphia Eagles as our own? Want to play the fight song? See how it feels for us? Because, I mean, the Texans, you know, it is what it is. Let's hear a little Fly Eagles Fly.
Fly Eagles Fly. On the road to victory. Fly Eagles Fly. One, two, three. It's the thing. Hit him high. This, you gotta fly, cause you fly when you're the Eagles on the road to victory.
They generally say Eagles, like I-G-G-L-E-S. I don't know why they pronounce it the way that they do. We could all develop Philadelphian accents. You know, we can throw batteries at Santa, children. We can boo wide receivers that have been hit in the back. And, you know, like if Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt, we can boo him. You know, we're okay. It's because it's part of the Eagles culture. I don't know. It might be fun to be an Eagles fan the rest of the year. Can we do that? Is that allowed? 713-780-3776. Can we claim the Eagles because Jalen Hurts used to live here? Can we? Please. God, it's going to be such a long year. What else do we have? One last thing. Tyreek Hill, he joined the Miami Dolphins over the New York Jets because, well, of something that I think a lot of people here in Texas can get behind.
You know what? It was very close to happening, man. But it's just those state taxes, man.
Hell yeah.
You know, I realized, you know, I had to make a grown-up decision. And, you know, here I am in the great city of Miami. You know, great weather, great people. We're beautiful people, I feel like. So, here I am.
I have worked in 4 states in my life. I worked in Massachusetts, and I remember the first time that I got a paycheck from Hannaford's grocery store, and I said to myself, what is happening here? Where did all my money go? You know what the other 3 states I've worked in are? Florida, here in Texas, and Washington. Guess what all 3 have in common? No state or local income taxes. I will never work anywhere that has state or local income taxes. Nope. Hell no. I do not play that game. No. Absolutely not. Nope. I will work remote in another state instead of having to do that. Nope. No. Absolutely not. So, Tyreek Hill, not exactly the greatest person in the world, but at least we see eye to eye on one thing. Taxation is theft. 713-780-3776. Do you believe taxation is theft? I'm just kidding. We're not going to turn the conversation into that. Coming up next, we've heard a lot of loser talk coming out of the Texans over the course of the past week. We're also hearing some loser talk coming out of a Texans rival. And was Trevor Lawrence's bad day against our Philadelphia Eagles a one-time thing? We go on the South Side next.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Time to take a ride around the South Side of the AFC with Paul Gallant.
On South Side, everybody do the South Side.
I love this song.
The South Side, yeah,
let it breathe.
The South Side, raise your hands and do it.
A couple of comments on Twitch.tv before we dive into both the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Texans play on Sunday and the Indianapolis Colts. This goes back to me talking about Tom Brady, who is hiring a divorce attorney, as is Gisele Bündchen. Someone says, Paul, just admit it. You're Stan Gallant. Dear Paul, wrote Tom back, I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. You say your girlfriend is pregnant. How far along is she? That's from Slim Pasty on Twitch. I like that.
That really was what it was. You're like, I'm a big fan like you. I like football. We have so much in common.
Have you seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Sean?
I've seen some of it.
Okay, so there is an episode where Mac writes a letter to Chase Utley.
Yeah, yeah.
So I basically just improvised off of that. It's one of my favorite scenes. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Shout out for still being on the air. That show still holds up.
And as Eagles fans, I think we get a deeper appreciation.
I agree. Totally agree on that front. OG in H-Town, talking about the last conversation, Tyreek Hill, he joined the Dolphins instead of the Jets because of taxes. You know, state tax is overrated when you own a home and have to deal with property and school tax. Just got a condo, and I'm about to learn the hard way about property taxes.
Also, good for you for cleaning up that message, because he did not say deal with.
True.
He was much more vivid.
Yes, very much. Very much more of it.
I was wondering how you would
listen. We're amazingly, considering how much I cuss, Gallant Says Podcast, twitch.tv/Gallant Says, you could see the swearing. And considering how much I swear, I feel like I'm pretty damn good on the radio at not swearing.
You'll swear like so much in the doc, in the Google Doc for the show. And I'm shocked every time that you don't Ron Burgundy yourself.
It's a veteran move. The funniest thing is every time that I've sworn on the radio and it's had to been dumped, I haven't even known I swore. Like, it'll be me saying, like, in the middle of conversation trying to think about what I'm trying to say, and I'll say, like, bleeping, because that's what people in Massachusetts do. Like, we use swears as adjectives because we're dirty, classless people that started a revolution. Humble brag. Degenerate Gambler 1, as we were on Tom Brady. Somebody said Brady's kids play Madden to spend time with their dad. Hey, come on, man. He's providing. He's there during the off season. Giselle Bundchen wants to go to the rainforest. What you going to do? Do ayahuasca? Oh, I'm going to save the environment. Okay. Trevor Lawrence threw an interception and fumbled the ball five times in Sunday's loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Considering all of those turnovers, that the final score was 29-22, 21. I guess it's impressive the Jaguars were able to hang in there. Doug Peterson was asked about that five turnover day.
Let's hope it's a blip. You know, yeah, I don't think it's a setback. I just think it's a blip. I just think it's you just hate to say it, but maybe it's one of those games during the season where just nothing really goes right, you know, and it happens. But I'll never make excuses. You know, we have to do a better job of hanging on the football. He knows that. That's the prized possession out there. You know, if we make the plays that were left on the field, it might be a different outcome.
It was a rainy day, so you can understand some fumbles, but losing four fumbles in a game for the first time this century is rather alarming. Here is my big holdup with Trevor Lawrence. He has all of the things that you want in a quarterback from a physical standpoint. He can move. He can make just about every throw. But he doesn't see things particularly well. And unfair comparison because Andrew Luck actually was a good quarterback. But my biggest holdup with Andrew Luck is that considering what a smart player he supposedly was, he was rather careless with the football. I felt like Andrew Luck was not quite the gunslinger that Brett Favre was, but I always thought he was careless. Lawrence has a lot of that carelessness going for him. And okay, we're in the second year. You're with Doug Peterson. These are things that can improve over time, but I just don't get the same, this guy is going to be a top five quarterback vibes that everyone told me I was going to get when he came out of college. I more get the, oh yeah, he could be a top 12, top 10, but like back of the top 10 kind of conversation. Like sort of the same way we talk about a Dak Prescott. Not quite a Kirk Cousins where we like what's there, but we're not fully sold on what's there.
I was
there.
Thinking more like a, like Phil Rivers back in the day, where it's like he's solid. You never think about replacing him, but there's like six guys in the league that are clearly better.
That probably is the ceiling. You know what? By the way, that's where Andrew Luck was. I never was willing to put Andrew Luck into that top conversation. I know some would have been.
Also, I pulled up, you mentioned it was raining. And so Trevor Lawrence struggling in the rain isn't exactly new because he played in the 2018 ACC championship game.
Right.
It was like a torrential downpour in, I want to say, Charlotte's where they
yeah,
held the game.
Yeah, that's where they play.
And his passing line was 12 for 24, 118 yards, two touchdowns. Clemson won 42-10 because the opposing quarterback, they beat Pitt.
Wasn't it Kenny Pickett?
It was Kenny Pickett. Do you know his passing? How many yards do you think Kenny Pickett threw for?
Less than 100.
Yes. You could.
53.
Kenny Pickett was 4 for 16 for 8 yards.
8 yards?
And one pick.
Damn.
Of course.
Well, good thing that there's never any inclement weather in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I mean, he should be used to it. He's played in Pittsburgh for like 20 years. He's
That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. We've heard a lot of loser talk coming out of the Texans this week. We're almost there. We're close. I get it when it comes from Lovie Smith. I don't want to hear it when it comes to the players. Here's what Matt Ryan had to say about the 1-2-1 Indianapolis Colts.
I think we're close. You know, I really do. I think, you know, I continue to go back. The good has been good, you know, and we just, it needs to show up more consistently. But I do think we're close, and it's you know, when you watch the film, it's little things. It's little things here and there, and I've kind of said it. Everybody has taken their turn in that, and that's the one thing we all have to clean up is, you know, in this league, you don't know when it's going to be the play that's going to, you know, impact the game, and so Each play, we've got to lock in one snap at a time and be focused and make sure we're taking care of our responsibilities. But I do think it's closer than it is far.
The only thing that Matt Ryan is close to doing is dying on the football field. That is the closest thing that they're going to do. He just looks old out there, and it wasn't just against the Texans. And once again, it's so damn frustrating that this team is 0-3-1 when they played the Colts week one, who stink, the Bears week two, the Broncos week two, who offensively look like a mess. We'll see if they're able to get things together Thursday. I doubt it. The Bears week three, and a Chargers team that is banged up on Sunday. Unbelievably frustrating. But the Colts are close, guys. That's not loser talk at all. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Coming up next, where does Justin Verlander rank all-time among Houston athletes? I will give you my number. I'm curious as to where you have him, though. Next, right here, it's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, let me tell you about my friends at TGS Insurance. Guys, insurance rates are skyrocketing. Crazy inflation has made everything more expensive, including your home policy. And I'm hearing of customers who had 30, 40, even 50% increases before they made the switch to TGS. Why do so many of our listeners switch to TGS? Because they make it so fast and easy to save money. Their instant quoting system shops the market and delivers you savings in 15 seconds. You can't afford to wait any longer. The time to save is right now. So grab that phone and text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232-323. Their system will ask you for your address. Send that back, and you'll get your full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. TGS now has over 2,000 five-star reviews, and their average customer from 2022 is still saving over $800 on their home insurance. Simple, fast, easy, big savings. That's the TGS insurance way. Let them work for you today. One more time, text money to 232-323 to get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.